Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our limud in the Sefer Parat Yitzchak on Pesach, and I would just like to clarify a point from the last year. We had asked a kasha from the Mishkan Yaakov and other achronim on the story of the five zikanim that were sitting in Bnei Brak, and they were misapri v'tzias mitzrayim kol oso alayla. So we asked, but if we know that they paskin that you're only misapri v'tzias mitzrayim until chatzos, so why were they misapri v'tzias mitzrayim kol oso alayla? What we didn't make clear was who paskins and where that you're only misapri v'tzias mitzrayim until chatzos, and I wanted to clarify that. That's Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Maseches Brachos and Daf Tes. There Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says it's only until chatzos, and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi. So the question then is, are we supposed to follow the Nasi, the leader, and he says to only do it until chatzos, to only be misapri till chatzos, so why do they do it all night? And then we gave the answer that we gave, so I just wanted to clarify that point. Now we're going to continue in Maimer Yud Ches. The Rav Huttner begins by quoting the Gemara in Ksubis and Avches Amit Beis. There the Gemara says that we are Gomlei Chasadim, B'nei Gomlei Chasadim, when we console the mourners, who hold on to the bris of Avram Avinu. Rashi says, what's the makor, what's the source that Avram Avinu was a Gomel Chesed? And it says, Rashi, Vayita Eshel Bever Shava. Avram planted an Eshel, he planted an inn. He gave fruits to people, he fed people in Be'er Sheva. So we see from there that Avram Avinu was a Gomel Chesed. So you read the Gemara in Ksubis, and you're a very happy person, Baruch Hashem. It's a Gishmak HaPasuk. Avram Avinu was a true man of Chesed. The only problem is, if you open up a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Tes, there the Gemara says that Jewish people are Gomel Chesedim, from the fact that by Avram Avinu the pasuk says ki da'ativ lamana sheyotzav es banav es beis ha'acharav v'shamu derech Hashem la'asot tzedakah u'mishpat. There the Gemara quotes a different pasuk that Avram Avinu is going to command his children to do tzedakah and mishpat. So we see from there that we're gomlei chasadim. So why does the Rashi veer from the pasuk in Yevamos, which is the Mefurash Gemara, and choose his own pasuk to prove to us that Avraham Avinu was a Gomel Chesed? We have a Gemara in Yevamos that brings a different pasuk. So what is the explanation of Rashi? Why does Rashi omit the pasuk in Yevamos and quote his own pasuk of Ayita Eshel? That is question number one. Question number two is from a Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed. There the Gemara says, and the pasuk, V'odata lahem es haderech asher yelchuba, etc., that you should tell them that the path they should go on. So first it says, es haderech, that's gemilus chasadim. That we have to go on the path of gemilus chesed. And then the Gemara says, asher yelchu. What's asher yelchu? Zu bikur cholim. That's bikur cholim. That Jews have to do bikur cholim. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Ba, says the Gemara, that's kvura. That there's a mitzvah to bury. So that is the Gemara, that es haderech is gemilus chasadim, yelchu is bikur cholim, ba is kvura. Then the Gemara asks the kasha, the Gemara says, wait a second, why do I need a special limud for bikur cholim when that's already subsumed under gemilus chasadim, haynu gemilus chasadim? We already have a limud for gemilus chasadim, so why do we need an additional limud for bikur cholim? Bikur cholim is included in gemilus chasadim. And to that the Gemara asks, lo nitzucha el, answers, lo nitzucha el leben gilo. We need this for Ben Gilo. What's Ben Gilo? That a person has the same astrological sign in his friend as his friend, and if he visits his ill friend with the identical astrological sign, he will take a little bit of his friend's illness. Nevertheless, he should still visit him. That's the chiddush of Bikur Cholim, above and beyond the regular chiyuv of Gemilus Chasadim. Then the Gemara says, about Kvura, Ba'azo Kvura. But Hainu Gemilus Chasadim, why do we need a drasha for Kvura? Kvura is also subsumed under the general category of Gemilus Chasadim, of course, is Chesed to bury somebody. And it's the Gemara, Lo Nitzucha El Lazakin Bein Elefi Chvodo. We need this to tell you that there's even a Chiyuv of Kvura if the person burying the other man is not, it's beneath his dignity. The person burying is a Zakin, and it's not Lefi Chvodo to bury this other person. Nevertheless, the Pasuk is telling you that it's still a mitzvah that he still has to do it. So we have to understand the sugya, says Rav Huttner, why doesn't the Gemara answer the same answer that it gave about Kvura for Bikur Cholim? Bikur Cholim, we can say, aye, why do we need Bikur Cholim? It's already included in Gemilus Chasadim. So the Gemara's teretz should have been, Zaka in Veinu Lefi Chavodah, like the Gemara says in the Dar, that a Gadol has to visit a Kadin. So It's just like a gadol has to visit a katan. So that's the chiddush. You would think that a gadol only has to visit a gadol and a katan, but he doesn't have to visit a katan. So kamash malan, that no, that a zakein still has to visit a katan, a gadol still has to visit a katan, even if it's a zakein vein lufi chavodo, a 98-year-old tzaddik, and there's a little 6-year-old boy who's sick, and it's beneath his dignity, and he goes and he sits and he plays with him choo-choo train, make him feel better. So you would think it's beneath his dignity, he shouldn't do it. So kamash malan the pasuk, he should still do it. So why doesn't the Gemara give that as an answer? That bigro cholim hainu gemilus chasadim. The Gemara should have answered, no, it's not the same. Because it's telling you, even if it's a gadol eitzel akad, you still have to do bikur cholim. Just like it said about kvura, that zakein beinu lefi chavodo, you still have to do kvura. So why did the Gemara have to bring the answer of Ben Gila when we have already a prepared answer of zakein beinu lefi chavodo? That would have been terrific. So in order to explain this, Rafutner says that we have to look at a Rambam. The Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Evel, Halacha Aleph says that it's a mitzvah say derabbanon to visit the ill, to console the mourners, to do achanasas kala, to accompany guests when they leave. And the Rambam says these are gemilos chasadim shebegufo she'ein lahem shiur. And even though all of these mitzvahs are only midrabbanon, they're all included in under the general, subsumed under the rubric of v'ahavtal re'echa kamocha, ad kan divrei Rambam. So we see from the Rambam that these mitzvahs, such as bikur cholim and its ilk, have two mechayivim. One mechayiv is mitzvah v'ahavtal re'echa kamocha, that there's a mitzvah say d'oraisa, to love your neighbors, you love yourself, and therefore you have to do these acts of chesed. And the second mechayiv is that there's a particular mitzvah d'rabbanan of bikur cholim. Where does the Rambam get that from? That there are two mechayivim in bikur cholim and other mitzvahs that he mentioned. One, a general mitzvah d'oraisa, and second, a specific mitzvah d'rabbanan. So l'chora, his makor is the Gemara in Eilu Metzias, in Bava Metzia that we quoted earlier. That the Gemara there says, lo nitzucha ela ben gila, o lo nitzucha ela zaka, and veinu lefi chavodo. What's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara's teretz is as follows. That even though mitzad the general chiv of gemilus chasadim, as far as avas reyim, you wouldn't be chayiv if it's zaken veinu lefi chavodo or if it's ben gilo. But because of the specific mitzvah derabbanan that the rabbis placed upon the person, you have to do bikur cholim even if it's ben gilo. You have to do kvura even if it's zaken veinu lefi chavodo. Apparently, then it's not a din d'oraisa that we're learning. It's a din d'rabbanan. It's an asmachta, this drasha. So the drasha that it teaches us that asher yelchu was bikur cholim and baz kvura, it's telling us that above and beyond the regular chiyuv of gemilos chasadim, you have a specific chiyuv of kvura, a specific chiyuv of bikur cholim, and the specific chiyuv is d'rabbanan. And the chiyuv takes you further than the daraisa would. Mitzad the general daraisa, you wouldn't have to visit a ben gilo or bury a zaken ben elfi chavodo, wouldn't have to bury. But mitzad the mitzvah derabbanan, the rabbis place the obligation upon the person that even if it's zaken ben elfi chavodo or ben gilo, he still has to do the mitzvah, and that's a mitzvah derabbanan. That's why the Rambam learned that there are two mechayivim. There's the general chiyuv daraisa, and then there's an added chiyuv derabbanan. Now there's another question that we have to answer, we have to ask, but before we ask that question, we have a teretz to the kasha that we asked earlier. And that is, why did the Gemara answer about bikur cholim, lo nitzucha el azakan veinu lefi chavodo? About bikur cholim, it should have said that it's telling you that even a gadol has to visit a katan, even if it's not within, it's not a dignified thing for him to do, he should still do it. So why did the Gemara give that teretz just like it did about kvura? The answer is that it's only after we know the chiddush of the Gemara here of Ben Gilo that you have to visit Ben Gilo, even if it means taking a little bit of the illness. Only after we have that chiddush, only then do we know that it's also a gadol eitzel katan, that it says in the Darim that even a gadol has to visit a katan. But you can't answer here gadol eitzel katan because we don't know that yet. We only know it after you tell me that this is a special chiyuv, even. For Ben Gilo, once you know Ben Gilo is the source that, Also, Zakein Veinu Lefi Chavoda. Also, Gadol Eitzel Katan. Bikacholam has to be done even in such an instance. But it couldn't have answered straight away Gadol Eitzel Katan, because we don't know Gadol Eitzel Katan is true. Only after we have this drasha of Asher Yelchu Zu Bikacholim, and that this Bikacholim means even Ben Gilo, even if it means taking a little bit of the illness. If it means that, then we also must have a din. That means you're going further than you would normally have to for the general chiyuv of chesed. So that must mean then that the same would apply to a gadol eitzel katan. So that would be the makor for gadol eitzel katan. So before you learn gadol eitzel katan, you first need to learn ben gilo. And once you have that, then you know, for ben gilo, then also for gadol eitzel katan. So the question was, why don't we just go straight to gadol eitzel katan? The answer is, we don't know it yet. We only know it after the Chiddush of Ben Kilo. And then we can come on to the Chiddush of Gadol Eitzel Katan. That's the answer to that question we asked. And now we're going to ask another question. The Rambam says that these mitzvahs that he enumerated of Bikur Cholim and Nichum Aveilim and Achnasis Kala are all mitzvahs midrabbanan. But they're included under the general rubric of Haftal Re'echa Kamocha. So the question is, why did the Rambam say that they're included under the general category of Ve'avtel Re'echa Kamocha? They're subsumed under the rubric of Ve'avtel Re'echa Kamocha, when the Rambam could have quoted another pasuk, and that is Ve'alachta B'drachav, that you should walk in the ways of Hashem, just like Hashem is merciful, you should be merciful. The Rambam could have said that even though these mitzvahs are included in the mitzvah of Ve'alachta B'drachav, nevertheless, there are mitzvahs midivrayim, there are specific mitzvahs derabbanan that the rabbis were machayiv you to do, but they're included under the general category of Ve'alachta B'drachav, that just like Hashem is merciful, you should be merciful. Why does the Rambam prefer the pasuk of Ve'avtal Re'echa Kamocha? From here we see that there is a fundamental difference between the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Chesed that emerges from the pasuk of Ve'alachta B'drachav, and the mitzvah of Chesed that emerges from the pasuk of Ve'avtal Re'echa Kamocha. The alachta b'drachav is a mitzvah shmein adam lamakom. And once it's a mitzvah shmein adam lamakom, then we know that it's a mitzvah, that it's not a mitzvah shmein adam lachavero. The alachta b'drachav, you should go in the ways of Hashem. That's a mitzvah shmein adam lamakom. The mitzvah ve'avtal re'echa kamocha is a mitzvah shmein adam lachavero. That's the difference between the two psukim. And that's why the Rambam says here that the mitzvah is dafka ve'avtal re'echa kamocha, not ve'alachta b'drachav. Because the Rambam is coming to teach that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, that the rabbis were machayev, is a mitzvah derabbanan. Because again, the Rambam says that these mitzvahs are really d'oraisa mitzvah ve'avtal re'echa kamocha, but the rabbis gave you a specific obligation to do these mitzvahs derabbanan, to do these mitzvahs of chesed. So we want to know, these mitzvahs of chesed that we're doing midrabbanan, are they ben adam lamakom or ben adam lachavero? So the answer is that they're ben adam lamakom, ben adam lachavero. Why are they ben adam lachavero? Because the Rambam's pasuk of the doraisa is ve'avtal re'echa kamocha, which is a mitzvah doraisa of ben adam lachavero. So once it's a mitzvah doraisa, ben adam lachavero, and the Rambam says that subsumed in this category is the specific mitzvahs derabbanan of bikur cholim, etc. So we know that those mitzvahs are also ben adam lachavero, and they are not anofim, they are not branched off from the mitzvah of Ve'alachta B'drachav, which is a mitzvah shemein adam lamakom. So that's the chiddush gevaldik. Now we know pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says dafka ve'avtal re'echa kamocha, not ve'alachta b'drachav, to teach you that when you're doing the mitzvah derabbanan, the mitzvah derabbanan is an anaf of a mitzvah shemein adam lachavero, and not anaf of a mitzvah shemein adam lamakom. Now if you look at the hemshech of the lashon of the Rambam in halacha beis, there the Rambam says that these mitzvahs, such as Bikur Cholim, are part of the rule that was legislated by Avram Avinu and the Derech HaChesed that he acted in. And then he quotes a pasuk, Vayar, Vinei Shlosh HaNoshem, Ve'aretz L'Kurasam, he runs to the people. Avram Avinu was a man of Chesed. The mitzvahs of Avram Avinu were mitzvah Shebein Adam LaChaveiro, and not Ben Adam LaMakom, because that's the way the Rambam's learning. The Rambam is telling us that you have to do these mitzvahs of chesed. These mitzvahs of chesed are ben adam lachavero dik, not ben adam lamakom, as we see from the pasuk of Ve'avtal Re'echa Kamocha. And Avraham Avinu was involved in such mitzvahs. So you see that Avraham Avinu was involved in mitzvahs bein adam lachaveiro and not mitzvahs bein adam lamakom. And now we need to look at a Rambam at the end of the first parak in Hilchos Deos. The other Rambam says that from the pasuk of Ve'alachta b'derecha we learn that just like HaKadosh Baruch was merciful, you should be merciful. HaKadosh Baruch was benevolent, you should be benevolent. And since God is called Rachum and God is called Chanun, merciful and benevolent, anybody who goes on these paths is cool, is going on the Derech Hashem. Why is it Derech Hashem? Because it's the Derech, not the Derech Hashem commanded us to go on, as a footnote points out elsewhere. It's the Derech that Hashem himself goes on. That's why it's called Derech Hashem. Because Hashem goes in this path. So if you go on this path, you're going in the Derech Hashem. And that's like the Rambam, is what Avraham Avinu taught his children. Ki idatib l'man asher yitzav ez bana bez beso achor avishamru Derech Hashem. I know that I love Avraham Avinu, because he will command his children to go in the path of Hashem. To guard the path of Hashem. Lasso stakol mishpat. So we see that there are two sources to the midah of chesed of Avraham Avinu. Number one, from the maaseh ha-chesed that Avraham Avinu does, that we read about in the Torah, the gevaldik hachnasas orchim that Avraham Avinu did. And what type of mitzvah is that? That's a mitzvah shebein adam. La chaveiro. And we learn that there's another mitzvah from Avraham Avinu. And that's going in the derech of Hashem. That's the pasuk that the Rambam quotes. That if you're merciful like God is merciful, so that's, you're going in the derech Hashem. And that's what Avraham Avinu told his kids, v'shamru derech Hashem. Meaning, chesed as a mitzvah, shebein adam, lamakom. So now we have two dinim. Don't think the Rambam wasn't a brisker, he was. Now we have two dinim from the Rambam in the Maisa Chesed of Avraham Avinu. We have a mitzvah shebein adam lachaveiro, from the Maisa Chesed that he did. And then we also have a mitzvah shebein adam lamakom, that he's going to teach his children to go al derech Hashem. He's going to teach them to be merciful, he's teaching them to be compassionate. Then that's a mitzvah shein adam lamakom. So we have a bein adam lachaveiro dikadin from his maaseh ha-chesed and from derech Hashem, which we said is bein adam lamakom, because it's from ve'alachta b'drachav, as what the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos. Just like Hashem is rachum, you should be rachum. Hashem is chanun, you should be chanun. And that's what Avraham Avinu taught his kids, to go in the derech of Hashem. V'shamru derech Hashem. And this derech Hashem, it's very clear from the Rambam, is a bein adam lamakom dik. Just like Hashem is a certain way, you should also be a certain way. So it's a mitzvah shebein adam lamakom, between man and God. So now we have two makaros. We have the bein adam lachaveiro makor of chesed, and we have the bein adam lamakom makor of chesed. And according to this, says Rafutner Meirim, heim lefize divrei Rashi b'ksubis. And now Mamish Rashi is dancing in ksubis, that he quotes the pasuk of the Brisa Chesed of Avraham Avinu from Vayita Eshel. And we asked, why does Rashi veer from the pasuk of the Gemara in Yevamos that learns the Gemilus Chasadim? That Gemilus Chesed is the siman of Am Yisrael from Ki Yedativ. Why does Rashi not like that pasuk? So according to what we're saying, it all depends on the topic. In Yevamos, we want to prove that the Jews are gomlei chasadim, and therefore it's enough for us to quote the pasuk of Ki Yedativ. But in Ksubis it says that this was said kineged menachamei avelim. This pasuk in Ksubis was said, if you look at the Gemara there, to those people who are consoling mourners. And we already learned that the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilum is a mitzvah shebein adam lachaveiro. And therefore the Bris HaChesed of Avraham Avinu, if you're going to quote a pasuk about the Bris HaChesed of Avraham Avinu, it has to be bein adam lachaveiro dik. And therefore Rashi quotes the pasuk of Ayita Eshel, which is one of the Maisei HaChesed of Avraham Avinu, which is Benam LaChaveru. So if all you want to prove is that the Jewish people should be compassionate, so that can even be the mitzvah shen adam lamakom. So there we quote the pasuk of Ki Yadativ L'manashir Yitzav Ezbanav Ezbeisal Acharav Vishamru Derech Hashem. That Avraham Avinu is going to command his children to go on the Derech Hashem. That just like God is merciful, he's going to command his children to be merciful. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. But that's the Bein Adam LaMakom mitzvah. However, you want a mitzvah Shebein Adam LaChaveiro? That's the Gemara in Ksubis is talking about. Because this was said to the Menachem Avelim. And that's a mitzvah as we saw from the Rambam Bein Adam LaChaveiro. So for such a mitzvah, Shebein Adam LaChaveiro, we need a pasuk of Avram's Chesed. That was a kiyum of Bein Adam LaChaveiro. So therefore we quote Vayita Eishel, but it's not enough to quote from Fishamru Derech Hashem. Because Fishamru Derech Hashem, we said, is Bein Adam LaMakom. And therefore we have to quote the pasuk of Vayita Eishel. That's why Rashi brings that pasuk. Because Vayita Eishel is a mitzvah derabbanon. Ulefize. Now everything comes together. Lamadnu tuv tam b'divrei chachamim. We see something so beautiful, so majestic, in the words of our wise men. Sha'amru delushi va'asi ugos hainu matzos, that the matzos that were made for the orchim of Avraham Avinu were matzos. Why? Because this maisa of baking for the orchim is part of the bris hachesed of Avraham Avinu. And just like Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected with the bris milah of Avraham Avinu, as it says, "Bidamayich chayi," with my blood I will live, meaning bris milah. That's the mitzvah that it's referring to. So just like Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to the bris milah of Avraham Avinu b'damayich chayi, so too Yitzias Mitzrayim is connected to the bris hachesed of Avraham Avinu. Because the inyan of matzahs all began with Avraham Avinu. That it says in the pasuk, Lushi Vasi Ugos. That he says, hey, I want you to bake matzahs for them. And as Chazal tell us, when it says, Vayimar Vayaretz Lekrasam, when he was running towards them, the blood of the Bris Milah was still dripping. Why is that? What are Chazal telling us? Why do we have to know that the blood of the Bris Milah is dripping when he's running to help his guests? The answer is that we want to connect the two brises together. We want to connect to the Dam HaBris and the Bris HaChesed, the Chesed that Avraham Avinu is doing with these Orchim, and the Dam HaBris, and these are the Schuyos that we leave Egypt with. And when we find in Yitzias Mitzrayim a Zechira of the Bris of Avraham Avinu, this is going to be a dual Bris. The Bris of his flesh, and the bris of his heart. The bris of his flesh is the bris milah. In that schus, we left Egypt. And there is also the bris of chesed, that we find that Avraham Avinu was telling Sarah to bake matzahs. Matzahs, Pesach, that in the schus of baking matzahs for the orchim, we are leaving Egypt. The Bris HaChesed of Avraham Avinu. And now for all the generations, these two Brisos come together on the 15th of Nisan. What does it say in the Pasuk on the 15th of Nisan? Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo. You should not allow any uncircumcised person to eat it, because he has to be a member of the Bris of Avraham Avinu. And if a person is not a member of the Bris of Avraham Avinu, then he cannot take part in the Paschal Lamb. And there's also a Kezias Matzah that we eat, that's the Lisha and Asios Ugos of Hachnosas Orchim. Hola. Chma'anya, this is the bread of affliction, etc., etc., called Dich v'nyeseh v'yechol. Oh, please, please, Come and eat with us. Come and eat with us, our matzahs. Let us be mekayim together the bris of milah and the bris of chesed of Avram Avinu, the two brisos. And you can even say, you can add on the orzeruah, the marach orzeruah, which says that every second a person has a bris milah in his flesh, he's mekayim the mitzvah of milah. So really, as we're doing it, we're mamish mekayim the mitzvah of milah. And then when we eat the matzah, and we have orchim, we're mishayach ourselves to the bris hachesed of Avraham Avinu. So this was, as always, a very beautiful and majestic ma'amar of Hagoyin Baal HaPachad Yitzchak of Yitzchak Hutner Zeche Tzadik Livracha. We learned that there are two aspects of chesed. There's the Bein Adam La Chaveiro aspect and the Bein Adam La Makom aspect. There's one learned from the Pasuk of Alachta B'drachav, that's Bein Adam La Makom. There's one learned from V'yavta L'Horeacha Kamocha, that's Bein Adam La Chaveiro. And when the rabbis obligated you to do chesed above and beyond what the Torah would be mechayev you, it was mitzad Bein Adam La Chaveiro. And therefore, when there were Menachemei Avelim and Gemara Ksubis, Rashi quotes the pasuk of Ayita Eshel, which is a Bein Adam Lachaveiro dika pasuk that Avram Avinu was helping the Orchim, because that's the source of the Bein Adam Lachaveiro chesed of Avram Avinu. And then we have the Bein Adam Lamakom source of chesed of Avram Avinu, that just like Avram is a Chanan, you should be a Chanan, Avram's a Rachum, you should be a Rachum, that's what he's going to teach his kids, the Derech of Hashem, the Derech that Hashem goes on, and that's the pasuk quoted by the Gemara in Yevamis, that wants to teach us how we know Jewish people are merciful. And there we don't even have to come on to a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro Dika Mercy. It's enough to tell us a Bein Adam L'Makom Dika Mercy. And therefore the Pasuk quotes the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Ki Yedati V'mana She'yitzav Esbanav Esbeso Acharav Shamu Derech Hashem La'asit Stakon Mishpat, to go in the way of Hashem, which is Bein Adam L'Makom. And we learn that on Leil Pesach we put the two brises together, the bris mil of Avram Avinu and the bris HaChesed of Avram Avinu. And that's why Avraham Avinu, when he was running to bring food to the Orchim, the Damila was still there, was still dripping. He was doing both at once. And we also try to call Orel lo yochal bo, and Orel isn't allowed to eat the Pesach. And that's the Bris Mila of Avraham Avinu, and then the Bris HaChesed of Avraham Avinu, that Lushi Vasi Ugos, we eat the matzah that Avraham Avinu was giving to his guests, and we also give it to our guests, and we should be Zelched, and the Zchus of being Mekayim, these Brisos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember his covenant with us, and he should be Goalas. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, sweetest friends, my kudos go out to you, my deepest thanks for allowing me to share with you this beautiful, sweet, and delicious Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.